Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alex Italanda here, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Ostium Sagas. Did you know you can get access to a bunch more unreleased Ostium Sagas content? It's easy. Just become a supporting patron at the $5 level and above on the Ostium Network Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. On our Patreon, you'll get access to many new episodes of the Ostium Sagas you haven't heard before, as well as a bunch of other bonus content. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Now, I'd just like to thank some of our new patrons for supporting the Ostium Network. Thank you to Rob, Jedia Care, Bobby, Maggie, and Leloberry for supporting us. We really appreciate it. Okay, let's get this Ostium Sagas episode started, shall we?
The Ostium Sagas.
Saga 3. 66 MYA. Part 6. When I reached the cave, I was doubled over, trying to catch my breath and not throw up. That was the fastest I've ever run in my life. Once I was able to remain upright again, I tossed a couple more logs on the fire, then went back to the cave entrance, dreading what I would find. I could hear a roar that quickly grew louder. I tried to see the lake between the trees, but it was really hard. Then I saw movement and had my worst fears confirmed. A giant wave was coming, and it was coming really fast, at a speed I'd never seen water move before. I'd seen videos before of tsunamis, but seeing it in real life, it was beyond humbling. There was really only one question to ask. How high would the water level go when the waves smashed into the land and flowed up the hill? Either I would be high and dry and safe, or I would be flooded. And if that happened, I didn't know what I was going to do. Then the wave hit the shore with a great splash as a ridiculous volume of water overran the land. It flowed fast like a river, like a dam that had just burst, and I was now paralyzed with fear, unable to move or make a choice what to do. All I was able to do was watch the water level as it quickly reached the bottom of the hill and grew closer and closer, like a bathtub quickly filling with water. The minutes ticked by, and the water kept coming closer. I felt my bladder release uncontrollably, but it was a nothing concern at this moment in time. When it got within 3 meters, I became truly terrified. I was going to need to make a choice real soon, to leave the cave or risk staying. Suppose I could go deep into the cave as far as it went, but would that work? What if the water kept coming and filled up the cave like an ordinary water bottle under a tap? I'd just drown and that would be it. The other option was I could leave the cave and go where exactly? The cave was kind of the high point. Well, obviously the hill went a little bit higher, otherwise this cave wouldn't exist. But I could just flee and the water still might keep coming, like the ocean levels in the old world did. A fifth of the population of the planet had to evacuate from certain coastlines when so many famous cities drowned and were gone forever. I made my decision. When it got to within a single meter, that's when I would leave the cave and run. I didn't want to risk going into the cave, and just the thought of becoming trapped under all that water was a nightmare I didn't want to entertain. I collected the food, securing it within my kaftan, with the leads wrapped around the meat. I'd just have to take the risk of getting sick if there was anything on them. Made sure my stone axe that had proven so useful and important so far was also secured, and then got ready to leave my new home that I'd expected to be living in a lot longer. The water had reached within 2 meters of the cave now. I crouched down, wanted to rest my legs as much as possible. I didn't know for how long or how far I would be running. Also, if I might run into any unwanted company, which was its own significant problem with great risks involved. And then I waited and waited and waited, and soon realized 15 minutes had gone by at least, but the water level had not encroached any further. Did I dare hope yet? I waited another 15 minutes, and by then was certain. The water level had stopped rising. I was going to be okay. I essentially just collapsed to the ground, my legs no longer able to support me, as I felt the relief run through my body like a hot drink on an icy day. I took it as a sign, returning the food to its former spot, and stepping out of my now lakeside cave, and proceeded to wash my face and head and body, risk of sickness be damned. I needed to feel clean and refreshed once more than anything right now. It was actually getting rather hot, almost uncomfortably so. I stripped down to my birthday suit and took a quick swim, continuously keeping my eyes peeled for anything swimming around in the water. After a few minutes, I got out feeling absolutely fabulous and got dressed. Going back into my cave, it still felt really hot, and something about that was tickling at the back of my brain. It meant something to me, but I couldn't think of what right now. I decided it was time to find out what was at the end of this cave, if anything of interest. It would also be cooler in there, which I definitely wanted to take advantage of right now. Even though my swim had cooled me down significantly, I was warming up surprisingly quickly, because it seemed to be getting hotter and hotter every moment, which was strange considering we were passing into late afternoon and things should be getting cooler. Maybe it was somehow tied into the crazy earthquake, plus the whole tidal wave thing. That feeling at the back of my mind was growing a little. Okay, maybe it was all connected, but I still wasn't sure how. I headed away from the entrance and down into the coolness of this surprisingly deep cave. When I eventually reached the end, I had finally figured out what my brain was trying to make me remember, which was not good by any means. I also found something at the end of the cave I couldn't quite believe, even though I knew exactly what it was.